This is Blair Durham with Black Wall Street Today, your media hub for all things Black business and related news, strategy, and events.
You are listening to Black Wall Street Today, where we interview the most hardworking and innovative entrepreneurs in the Hampton Roads area, and this Sunday morning is no different. I am sitting down currently with Shakedra Roberts, founder and CEO of IME. Now, not only is she the founder and CEO of IME, which stands for Impact, Aspire, Motivate Enterprises, but she has an interesting story. She was born in 1990 and raised in a single-family home with her mother and two siblings in Dallas, Texas. She went on to earn a Bachelor's of the Arts in Psychology, and she's currently serving as a Mechanical Engineer Officer in these United States Navies with 14 years of service. When she's not in uniform, she's an evangelist, motivational speaker, life transformation coach, podcaster, Me Too advocate, and published author. Woo! She uses her story of overcoming child sexual abuse and the barriers of race and genderism to change the culture and stigma behind life after trauma. She's been featured on multiple podcasts, recovery blogs, webinars, multiple radio shows like the one on Hot 91 you're listening to right now. She's been in Hollywood and Voyage Dallas magazines. She's spoken at numerous women's conferences, high schools, middle schools, and youth development seminars, also naval ceremonies and leadership development events. Who am I talking about? Shakedra Roberts, welcome to Black Wall Street Today.
Good morning, Hampton Roads, Hot 91. Thank you for having me this morning. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for the intros. Truly a blessing.
Awesome. So, seems that you do a lot of things here.
Yeah, just a little bit, guys. Bless me with many hats.
So, you have a lot on your plate, but tell us a little bit about IME. What is it exactly that IME does? What problems are you solving? What are you bringing to the community through this, through Impact, Aspire, and Motivate Enterprises?
IME is really about accepting yourself for who you are, no matter what you've been through. I started IME as I am who I am after my trauma, through my trauma, who I was in my trauma. I want to impact the world as they aspire to be better than who they were in their dark places, and then turn around and motivate others to do the same. That's community, not just healing ourselves, but teaching other people that through your voice, you can heal too. IME is about building a life of abundance with an emphasis on mental health.
Wow. So what type of people should be getting involved in IME? What type of people are you looking to touch, and who should be reaching out to you?
Those that have experienced any form of trauma or abuse, and they wake up asking themselves, where do I go from here? Who am I? What is my purpose? How do I use any form of abuse or life experiences that really put me in a dark place? Where do I go from there? We all have a purpose. We all have a voice. And that purpose comes from taking the strength that you use, the courage that you use, the dignity that you gain, the mask that you took off to go back and help somebody that's in a place that you once were, and saying, I'm here to help. I'm your hope. That I never had, you know? And it's really the clients and the people that come and ask me to speak, whether it's the athletic department, it's helping the youth, helping men and women around the world make decisions about their lives and saying, yeah, there are hardships, there are hurdles, but it's about who I become after I get over and through them. That's how I'm gonna dominate the world and be successful.
Wow, and I can definitely see why you are a motivational speaker right now. So it seems that you look at chasing your purpose or success through the lens of mental health. Why does mental health matter when it comes to being successful?
Because the dynamic of success has been tailored to a financial gain,
yes.
an asset gain.
Yes.
But you can have all the money in the world, every house in the world, every nice car, but if you're not mentally put together, you will destroy it all. We will destroy ourselves. How many wealthy people do we see commit suicide? Because we run from abandonment. We run from neglect, rejection, the things that we have suppressed and put in a box somewhere else, so we poured into the greatness of our careers. We become great athletes. We pour into the things that energize us every day, but also take our focus off of the things that might destroy us later.
Wow.
And so it's about having wealth, but if your mental health is not part of that mind, body, and soul that we serve with, we always forget about the mind. And that's what I come in and talk about that is, how do you build wealth and maintain it once you establish that mental health, the boundaries, the healthiness of it?
Yeah, and I think you're spot on by our focus of success being around assets, being
yes.
monetary, and in society, it's not really set up in the framework of having a healthy mental state.
Exactly.
Why do you think we're not taught how to nurture that healthy mental state as a part of our success?
A lot of it culturally is be strong all the time. Forgive, but we don't really get taught how the process of forgiveness works. We're taught, get through it. It's okay. It didn't kill you. But we're not taught, how do I face it, own it, heal from it, use it? How do I go through the process of healing? You can come and just tell somebody to heal. You can come and just tell somebody to get through and get over it. You can come and just tell somebody to pray about it. But some need more. And not saying that those things do not work. It's understanding the process to get to it. And just because the mental health environment is just now being a normal thing versus a, you don't have, ain't nothing wrong with you. You don't have a problem. You don't, it, the mental health space is big now. So now it's become a normal thing to talk about.
Yeah.
It needs to be talked about. It needs to be taught. It needs to be understood. And you're not getting that through the education system. So now you have people that are in the psychology field, the social work field, the people business that's saying, no, what you're going through is because you've suppressed so many things in your life and now it's showing up in life, your relationships, your business, your career, because that top has now started to overflow so much that you can't keep a top on it no more.
Wow. So this Sunday morning, as people are listening to you speak, I know that there's someone out there right now thinking, I'd like to take better care of my mental health. I'd love to address that, but I have this job in which I have to put these overtime hours. Mm-hmm. I have these children. Mm-hmm. I can't be weak for my children. I got to be there for them. I have all of these things on my plate, and there's really no room on my plate to address mental health issues and to talk about my traumas from when I was 8 years old. What would you say to that person who's thinking that?
Nobody's going to force you to put you first.
Mm.
You have to wake up one day, and just like I listen to the podcast on the way to work, or I'm listening to the radio, or on the way to pick up kids, or on the way to work, we find ways to still listen. Now you have different services where I can do counseling on the go, therapy on the go. I can talk to a doctor on the go, a psychologist on the go, my mentor on the go. You now just have to make yourself a priority, but also put you on the schedule. Just like you have a routine every day, I don't care if it's 10 or 15 minutes, some time is better than no time at all.
Absolutely. If you're just tuning into Hot 91 right now, you are listening to Shakedra Roberts tell you how to put yourself first. That was a gem there, that nobody's going to force you to put yourself first. You have to wake up and choose that. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about your experience the morning that you woke up and made that decision?
I dealt with a lot of trauma as a kid. As I was a great athlete, top 10% of my class, my mother did not play when it came to education. And I poured into those things, but yet I couldn't sleep at night. But yet I was suicidal. I became a cutter at a young age because I was inflicting another pain outside of the one that I couldn't control internally.
Yeah.
And so now an external pain comes. And I got to a point at 25 years old that I got tired of not sleeping. I got tired of the paranoia. I got tired of the anxiety. I got tired of self-diagnosing. I got tired of self-healing. I woke up one day and said, there has to be a better way. Somebody has to know what I need to get through the constant fight where there is no stopping point. Wow. And you don't know how bad it can get until you reach your worst. And you feel like the only way I can go is up from here. It's cliche, but literally we get to a point where we're at the bottom of the barrel. There is no light. There is no hope. There is no just, there is no anything but saying you have to get up from here or you will die.
Wow. So when you reach that place, what was your first step? Did you reach out to somebody? Was it a family member? Did you Google professionals you can talk to? What was your first step in that journey?
I started talking about it. I literally started sharing it with my friends. I started going live just on social media, reaching out to groups that involved people that looked like me, that sounded like me, that had a story like me. What were they doing? Sometimes the option is not to go directly to a psychologist or go to a therapist. Sometimes we just want to be in a room with people who understand our story, understand our tears, our pain. Everybody didn't go through and probably won't go through the way I did, but they understand where I'm coming from when it's a place of pain.
Wow. So just start talking about it.
Just start
talking. Stop hiding it. A term comes to my mind, you cannot heal what you do not reveal.
Yes.
And I see that that was the first major step for you. So number one, congratulations on that, because that's a step that I'm sure some of our listeners are struggling to take right this very moment.
Yes.
So after you took that step, you transformed your healing into entrepreneurship. You took it to a whole nother level. You didn't just heal what's inside, but you took the step to try to help assist others in their healing and turned it into an entrepreneurial venture. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about how you took the step from personalizing your own healing to realizing that you need to spread this message around the world and turning it into a business?
It started with poetry. Poetry is an art. It's a way of telling your story without telling it. I was in Japan, stationed in Japan in the Navy, and I was writing poetry, and I didn't know how to tell my mother what I'd been through. Mm. I didn't know how to voice myself, so I became my own ghostwriter.
Wow.
And I put it in the form where you had to read in between the lines to hear what I was saying. And I was going around doing poetry, whether it was bars, clubs, open mic nights. Me and my friends was going through Tokyo, and I started hearing people respond to my story that I was not telling yet. Mm. And it was that instance of realizing that I saw tears. I saw someone saying, I've been through what you've been through. I understand you. You're so powerful for getting on a platform that you can be judged, seen, undercut, and saying, this is who I am. That's when that bubble popped and was like, my voice goes beyond me. It's more than just about me. And I published that first book. It's called What's a Word Worth? And it was literally about releasing words without saying exactly what needed to be said in a moment.
Wow. So, first of all, where can people find that first book that you released?
On Amazon.
Gotcha. And what was that book called again?
What's a Word Worth?
Excellent. Now, I guarantee you that there are people listening right now, driving home from church, doing the Sunday clean of the house, and they are thinking, I have to talk to this woman. She is speaking to my soul right now. For our listeners out there, how can they reach you?
I'm on all social media platforms as my name, Shrikidra Roberts, or my website, www.sriame.com.
Gotcha. And that's www.sriame.com. Now, that first book kind of put you on a path of authorship.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about the new offering that you have coming in the publishing space?
My new book that gets released April 8th, this Saturday, upcoming Saturday, is Dear Brain, You Have My Attention, Going Beyond a Healed Heart. And it's literally the cognitive process. We get a lot of the heart work spiritually. We get a lot of the body work physically, but we don't always understand how cognitively do we need to do the work, the alert, the brain development, the triggers? And I really go through not just going through forgiveness, but now going through the self-work, the inner work, to retrain my brain to not be so aware, to not feel rejected, to not feel neglected, to get away from the emotional attachments to trauma. And it's my process of going through cognitive process therapy and my journey from start to finish and literally taking my audience what I learned about myself and how trauma truly impacted who I built afterwards.
Now, I'm holding this book in my hand right now. Dear Brain, You Have My Attention. I'm looking at the picture of here of the brain made of yarn attached to the heart. And in our community, when it comes to healing, you know, the first option normally in our community is church, the spiritual route. Now, over the past few years, therapy has entered into the conversation. But what is it that made you go to the brain, to cognitive function? How did you know that this was a step that needed to be taken and perhaps a step that we were missing in our community?
When you think about it spiritually, even in the church, we teach love God with your mind, body, and soul. We get the body and the soul. But what about the mind? And not just scripture-based, but literally, what about the mind and brain? How do I serve Him with something that's so broken?
Wow.
With something that's left in pieces, with something that's in a box that I'm not allowing anybody to get to because I don't even know how to get to it. It was waking up, understanding, I know how to forgive. I know how to love my neighbor like I love myself. I know the fruits of the Spirit. I understand who God wants me to be. But in order to now serve without worrying about if when I get in the business world, the career world, if I'm chasing after approval, validation, I need to make sure that my mind is intact and I have released my entire being of the actual traumatic experience.
Wow. If you are just tuning in to Hot 91 right now this Sunday morning, you are catching gems right now on the process of healing. Let's stick right here in this process of healing. You talk about forgiveness. There are people who struggle with that. If someone is out there and they want to forgive someone who hurt them and they can say the words, I forgive you, but in their heart, they can still feel the anger. In their heart, they can still feel a twinge of desire for revenge. And they just don't know how to get rid of that. They want to, but they don't feel like they have any control. Do you have any advice for that person who wants to forgive but can't get rid of that feeling?
Understand that forgiveness is not a microwave process. It is a process until you get through it.
Wow.
We think that it has to be instant. You forgive, you got to reconnect, you got to rekindle, you got to rejuvenate. You don't have to do those things. Forgiveness is releasing yourself from someone, but also releasing them from you.
Wow.
But that process takes time. The anger will be there tomorrow. The being upset, the tears. But eventually, as you detach from the situation, you detach from the person, the emotions that you have behind it also become detached as well. And I think that we have put it kind of like we feel like God works. I pray today, I should have an answer tomorrow. I fasted today, everything should be recovered tomorrow. Everything has to happen right now at this moment. And forgiveness does not work that way.
Wow. What is it that gives you that perspective and patience to be able to work through those things? Is it something in your past? Is it your experience with the military? Is it experience being an athlete? Was it something about the way you were raised?
I think it's a culmination of all of them because I looked at what could have killed me did not. The fact that my worst experience did not take me out, there is nothing in the future that will take me out. So although adversity may come, it will not, death will not come near me. And understanding that we do all have a Job experience or a cross to carry. We don't know what that is and what that looked like. That may have been my cross. And just like my faith in Christ, he needed somebody to help him carry his cross too. That means I need somebody to help me carry mine. So I go through life understanding that I do not have to deal with anything alone, no matter how strong I am, how powerful I am, how much support I have, is because that's the support that I need.
Wow. This is extremely powerful stuff. Where can people go and see you speak and experience what I'm experiencing firsthand?
I go live and on social media every day, constantly just dropping gems, because that's the new thing, is everybody's in their device. They want to hear it on the go. And whether you reach out to me or you follow me on social media platforms, I give gems like this every single day, whether it's spiritual, whether it's about business, mental health, and really just powering through your day, understanding that you actually come first. You just have to make the decision to come first.
That's incredible. Well, you've gained at least one follower in me. So can you tell me where I can follow you and spell it out for those folks who are listening right now with their cell phones out, ready to take this down?
All right. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok under Shakidra Roberts. That's Shakidra Roberts.
Yeah, I will definitely be following you, because you're inspiring me just right now during this interview, and I absolutely did not expect that.
Thank you.
Can you tell us what's next for Shakidra Roberts? Where do you see 2023 and beyond taking you now?
More stages to expand the voice. I've been in the social media platform, wearing my uniform, that I enjoy being a naval engineer as an officer, but I know that my purpose is in my voice. Mm. And in order to expand your voice, you have to understand that that's going to put you in rooms and stages that you cannot see yet. So my goal right now is reaching the athletic departments, the ROTCs, the college campuses, the businesses, corporate, getting in the room where the success is happening and starting, saying if you get a hold of the mental health environment now, you won't have to face it when it's now an outpour, when it's now a problem, where it's now an issue, where DEI is now being brought up in complaints and comments. If you handle how to see life out of the eyes of others now and have a broader perspective of people, you will really not just reach success, but maintain it.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. And I definitely see bigger stages for you in the future.
Thank you.
Now, there are folks out there listening that they're going to take your advice. They're going to start talking about their traumas. They're going to share with their friends and family. And they're likely going to share with social media, because when we share, that's the number one space that we go,
yes,
is social media. How does someone make sure that when they're sharing, that they're not just reliving the trauma and stoking more anger inside of them? How can they share in a way that's healing? Are there any steps for that, or do they just have to feel their way through that? What do you suggest?
I get this question a lot, and I always tell people, when you respond, when you speak, speak to release, not for a response. And in that perspective, it's saying when you voice it, it's not to validate it. It's not to get a I'm sorry behind it. It's saying, this is what I've been through. This is where I am. This is how I feel. And I'm unapologetic about it. You can like it, not like it, comment on it, not comment on it, share it, not share it. I am doing it to release it from me. And whatever the world does with it, they can do whatever with it as they please. But why I'm doing it is to release it from myself in a manner that works for me.
Gotcha. So when you're saying hop on social media and share your story, you're not saying share the story so that other people can respond, so you can get feedback. You're saying hop on social media and share your story so that you can release it from yourself, so that you can help rid yourself of some of those feelings. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Exactly. And many people won't go to social media for that was my comfort zone.
Yeah.
And I was already building a social media platform. But once you start voicing it and you start getting the support from strangers, more than you probably get from family and friends, you start looking at life as in there's people that look like me that really want to support me, that I may need in my circle of influence, because we all need a circle of influence. And there are people waiting for you to speak so that they can speak too.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, outside of the folks out there who are listening and dealing with these struggles and being inspired right now, we also have entrepreneurs, business owners, corporate folks out there listening, and they might be thinking, wow, I'd love for her to come speak at my company and help my employees with this kind of thing. Do they contact you right there through social media as well? Should they go to the website? How can someone who's trying to book you contact you?
Go to the website to the Contact Us tab when you go to www.sriame.com and shoot us a message, an email, and we will respond.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have the book coming out.
Yes.
Dear Brain, you have my attention. Thank you so much for this. This yes. looks incredible. What should people expect to get out of this? When they have read through this book and they are on page 113 at the closing remarks from author, what do you expect their experience to be or for them to pull from this?
My mind matters. My mind matters, and I don't always need to put all of my focus in just how I look outwardly, how I look spiritually, but I need to see how do I look mentally. And I want to take the action steps to get better because there's always room for better.
Wow. There's always room for better. That is an absolute major gem. And a piece of hope, really,
yes.
because sometimes when we're in our dark spaces, we only see the dark.
Exactly.
We're not seeing the opportunity for better, or we're not seeing, wow, there's only up from here. Mm-hmm. The way that you kind of described your darkest spot seemed nearly inspirational. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nowhere else to go but up from there.
Yes.
For those people who are arriving at that dark space right now, would you suggest, outside of just sharing their story, what other practical advice do you have for them? Is it therapy? Is it working out? Is the answer different for everyone?
It's different for everyone. There is no one pathway to your healing. I go to the gym. I have a psychologist, a therapist, a counselor. They all play their own roles in my life. I have mentors, people that I follow that motivate me and pour into me and nurture my journey. Get a hold of what works for you and don't stop trying till you get it. It's almost like when we talk about church hurt and visiting. There's too many churches to stop looking for a home for yourself. You go until it works for you. You go until you find home. You go until you find the journey for you. And you face it, own it, and embrace it. Don't run from it.
Wow. Wow. This is Sherkidra Roberts giving you practical steps that you can use for your own healing while reminding us that everyone's journey is not going to look the same. Sherkidra, is there anything that you'd like to leave our listeners with as they think of Sherkidra Roberts, as they think of Impact, Aspire, Motivate, Enterprise? What would you like to leave our listeners with today?
We all have life happening all at once. Not the same, different, and we never know what's coming. But when you embrace and accept that you have no control of what's coming, when it comes, you'll take control of the outcome. You won't be able to run from every dark place, but in every dark place, you can become the light. The goal is to become the light. And knowing that at any moment, your light may dim, it may be turned off, but that does not mean that you can't be energized again to become the light again.
Wow. Wow. So, for those of you this Sunday morning listening to Hot 91, go ahead and head over to www.sriame.com. I'd like to thank our guest, Sherkidra Roberts. And if you're out there listening, make sure that you hop on Amazon and get Dear Brain, You Have My Attention to either start or to continue your journey of healing. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It was truly a blessing.
Absolutely. And for those listening, Black Brand is Hampton Roads Regional Black Chamber of Commerce. If you know an entrepreneur of color in the Hampton Roads area who's growing their business, or an aspiring entrepreneur in the Hampton Roads area. It's your duty to send them to blackbrand.biz. That's blackbrand.biz. Black Brand not only provides support and resources for aspiring and continuing entrepreneurs, but also provides the environment of like-minded individuals all driving towards success. So again, if you know an entrepreneur of color out there in the Hampton Roads area that can use a network or can just use access to capital and real practical resources, then send them over to blackbrand.biz so they can become a member and plug into that network and those resources.
Phenomenal. Stay with us online at Black Wall Street Today on Facebook and Black Wall Street Today on Instagram. And then follow us on Twitter as well at BWS Today. We look forward to talking again next week. Have a wonderful week. I have said and I will continue to say that the most important priority for the Black community is the Black community, not a particular political party.
Phenomenal.
Hey, yo, when I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black Wall Street. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. Black Wall Street, Black Wall Street.
Phenomenal.